Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it found no evidence that Ukraine is preparing a so-called dirty bomb, as Russia has claimed. NPR's Nathan Rott has more from Kyiv.
The IAEA says its inspectors were given unfettered access to three nuclear power plants in Ukraine and found no indication that Ukraine was inappropriately using radioactive material. Russia has accused the country without evidence of preparing to use a radioactive dirty bomb on its own territory. In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said this is proof no dirty bombs are being made. The only thing that is dirty in our region now, he said, is the heads of Moscow, who unfortunately seized control of the Russian state and are terrorizing Ukraine. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Kyiv.
Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in Beijing today, where he met with China's leader Xi Jinping. During the meeting, Xi called for the two countries to work together. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
Scholz's trip is the first time a European leader has traveled to China since the COVID pandemic began. It's also divided European leaders and gotten him a warning from his own foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, who has been pushing Berlin to form a more aggressive policy stance against China. Scholz wrote in an op-ed in Politico that one of the reasons he made the trip to China was to ensure dialogue with Beijing, which many of Germany's biggest firms are invested in. China's leader Xi appeared to welcome Scholz's message. During his in-person meeting with Scholz, Xi said that Germany and China should, quote, work together in times of change and instability. Emily Fang, NPR News.
President Biden, on a four-state campaign swing, says millions of people will soon see student loan debt relief.
By the end of this week, the Department of Education will have approved applications of 16 million Americans and sent the necessary paperwork to student loan servicers. And the last step before the 16 million Americans can have their loan discharged.
Biden speaking there at a community college in New Mexico yesterday. Today, he tours a Southern California communications company that's expected to benefit from his legislation to bolster American semiconductor manufacturing. The $280 billion bill is one of the Biden administration's most significant legislative achievements. Later today, he heads to Chicago to take part in a Democratic Party reception. The government's monthly jobs report due out this morning is expected to show hiring continued at a decent clip despite high inflation and the Fed's attempts to curb it with aggressive rate hikes. World financial markets, Asian markets were in mixed territory by the close. The Nikkei down 1.6%, Hang Seng up 5.3%. You're listening to NPR News. The FBI says it has credible information about a, quote, broad threat to synagogues in New Jersey. That prompted some local jurisdictions to send extra law enforcement to houses of worship. The department's Newark office Thursday urged synagogues to take all security precautions to protect people and facilities, but didn't identify who made the threat or why. In 2019, two gunmen, motivated by anti-Semitism, killed three people in a kosher market in Jersey City, along with a police officer. The Houston Astros are one win away from winning baseball's World Series. Last night, the Astros beat the Philadelphia Phillies 3-2 to take a 3-2 lead. And NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
After a blowout win by Philadelphia, followed by a no-hitter pitching masterpiece by Houston, this World Series was due to have a tight one. Game 5 was just that. Houston generated enough offense and sterling defense, including center fielder Chaz McCormick's leaping catch in the bottom of the ninth inning. He crashed into the outfield wall to make the play and talked about it on Fox.
Playing center field for this team, you got to make tough catches. And, you know, at all times, you got to be ready to play defense. And early on, I wasn't aggressive, and I made sure to get that ball. This time,
Houston rookie Jeremy Peña drove in a run and also hit a solo home run to help veteran starting pitcher Justin Verlander win his first World Series game. Game 6 is Saturday in Houston. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures up about 0.7%. NASDAQ futures up about 0.8%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.